إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, Allah سبحانه وتعالى in the Quran gave us many examples in many surahs of various things in His creation, of various natural phenomena, of animals, of birds, of trees, of the sea, of mountains, and so many examples of His creation, and encouraged us to take lessons from that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also, in the ayat of Suratul Al Imran, which I mentioned many times, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned people of understanding, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then said, people of understanding, يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. The result of this, of understanding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and of making fikr and reflecting on and doing research in and searching for in the creation of Allah, the result is رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. To accept and acknowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this world with a purpose, and to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's protection on the day of judgment. So I remind myself and you that one of the things we need to do is to reflect on the Quran and to take lessons from it, not just read it for the sake of thawab or read it for the sake of the barakah of reading it, but also to the purpose of the Quran is for us to reflect on it and to take lessons from it and to live by it. So when we look around us, we should think about what the meaning of what we are seeing is. For example, now where we live here in Hyderabad, just this morning Hafiz was telling me that the news reports that 800 people have died from sunstroke in this heat wave that we have been facing for the last few days. In this state alone, 800 people have died because of the heat of the sun. And that's the reported deaths. Allah knows how many more have died which have not been reported as death because of this. Now question is, if you think about it, we might say, well, you know, we are not affected by the sun because Allah has given us air-conditioned cars and air-conditioned offices and air-conditioned homes and so on and so forth. So the heat wave is a number that we see in the newspaper, or is a number of the temperature 47 degrees is a number we are seeing in a newspaper, or we are seeing it on television or something. We don't really know what is 47 degrees. So what is the lesson from this? If you think about this, what is the lesson from this? Today, we think we don't know 47 degrees, and of course, Allah has given us the means of protecting ourselves from the sun. So therefore, we don't feel the heat. But the first lesson we learn is that even if we protect ourselves from the sun, we cannot do anything to the sun. So we cannot bring the heat down. We can protect ourselves, because, you know, using whatever resources Allah has given us. But we have no control over the sun. We can't make it cooler. So that's the first thing. To understand our own helplessness, even where we have resources. And the second more important lesson to think about is, what is going to happen to us when we die? Because today we have air conditioning. We have the means to do something about the conditions. But when we die and we go into our qubur, then there is no means. Maut zindagi ke khatam hone ka naam nahi hai, ikhtiyar ke khatam hone ka naam hai. Zindagi khatam nahi hoti, zindagi to qabar mein bhi zinda hai, qabar mein bhi har insaan zinda hai. This is something that sometimes we forget. Death is not the end of life. Death is the end of the ability to do anything. That is death. When the ability to do anything finishes, then you have no more, you cannot do anything more. Whatever happens is going to happen. We cannot change it. We cannot make it better. We can't make it worse. That is the meaning of death. Death is not the end of living. Life doesn't end. Life does not end for anyone. Sometimes people get into this whole argument. Is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam alive in his grave? Of course he is alive in his grave. Everybody is alive in his grave. Firaun is alive in his grave. The fact that Firaun is alive in his grave, Allah mentioned in the Quran. And Allah said that he is being given and his people are being given azab. They are being shown the fire in the morning and in the night. And on the day of judgment, they will be thrown into the worst of punishments. So the best person is alive, the worst person is alive. Everybody is alive. It is alamul barzakh. It is the world behind the wall. So everyone is alive. There is no question of nobody being alive or not alive. Question is, what can you do in that qabr? If this 47 degrees heat comes into the qabr, then what? And what will come into the qabr is more than 47 degrees, believe me. We ask Allah to save us from that. If there is darkness in the qabr, then what? There is no light. The light in the qabr is tahajjud, which should be prayed now, while we are alive. Tahajjud, one of the many, many, many benefits of tahajjud is it gives light in the qabr. So if you want our qubur, if you don't want to be lying there in complete darkness, what must we do? We can't. Once we are dead, we are gone. Nobody can do anything about it. Is to do now. Is to pray tahajjud now, so that there is light in our qabr. Now these are the things to think about, that here we are seeing situations where because of the heat this is happening to people. What will happen to me when I go into my qabr? Because death is the cessation of all abilities. In this world I can do something, I can do whatever. I mean, I can, you know, use resources, go to some friends, they will help someone. But in the qabr, there is no one to go to, no one will come. No one can do anything. And you're on your own. And the only thing that will go with us is what we send before us, which is our amal. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said there are three companions for the one who dies. He said the first one leaves him even before his home. The second one goes with him up to his qabr. And the third one will go with him into the qabr. So the first one is his wealth. That does not even leave the house. Yeah, that does not. I mean, I don't know how many of you have bathed somebody, when you do the ghusl of someone. If at the time of ghusl, even if they have a ring or something, you take it off. Everything is taken off. So the wealth leaves before you go into your kafan even. So that is one companion is left here. Second companion are the family, friends, whoever. They take you to the qabr. So they go up to that point. But nobody goes into the qabr with you. The only thing which goes into the qabr is our amal. So if you take this hadith and if you reflect upon it, then we have to think and say, how much of my time and energy am I spending on these three? There should be proportion in life. There should be proportion. If you have a life which is out of balance, then it doesn't make sense. So what is the balance of proportion in our life? How much time and energy am I spending on something which will not even leave my home? It's not going anywhere with me. How much time and energy am I spending on those who will take me to my qabr? And how much time and energy am I spending on that which will really be with me in the akhirah, in the qabr and then onwards? This is the thing that I remind myself and you. Let us think about that, because this life which we have is finite. It's fixed. It has a beginning which already began. It has an ending and we don't know when that is. As we are coming into, every time when we come close to Ramadan, I always think of people in this masjid who were with us last Ramadan, you know, in Taraweeh, in Etikaf and so on, who are no longer there this Ramadan. We remember then, we ask Allah to forgive them, we ask Allah to fill their qubur with His noor, and to forgive their sins. But the fact is that between last Ramadan and this Ramadan, some people have left and gone. And those people who were here last Ramadan, they did not know that that was their last Ramadan. You know, many times somebody asked me the other day, how can we get khushu in Salah? And I told him the Hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He said, pray as if this is your last Salah. Now that as if can actually be true. I mean, I finished Salatul Fajr, Alhamdulillah, Bismillah Ta'ala, with Jama'ah today. I do not know, maybe this is the last Salatul Fajr that I will pray because I am destined to die before Dhuhr. Allah knows. Allah knows best. Because there will be a day. There will be a day when this will happen. There will be a day when that Salah will be the last Salah. And may Allah give us that ni'mah that we, the last amal we do is Salah, inshallah. One who does not pray, what about him? But even the ones who pray, there will be a day when that Salah will be your last Salah. There will be a time when that Ramadan will be the last Ramadan that we are destined to have. And the tragedy is that we don't know that. We don't know that. So like I said, the people who were with us last Ramadan and they're not here this Ramadan, they did not know last Ramadan that this is my last Ramadan. Can you imagine? I mean, just think about that. Did they know that this is my last Ramadan? Now, if that was their last Ramadan, I know to pray 8 rakat of Taraweeh is not a sin. It is jais, it is, everything. But if you pray 20 rakat of Taraweeh, you would have got that much more recitation of Quran and that much more amal which would have gone with you in the qabr. You did not get that. Now think about this and say, if I knew this was my last Ramadan, would I finish and leave at 8 or would I stay till 20? That is the issue. If I knew this was my last Ramadan and there was a time, there was an opportunity to make aitikaf, would I make aitikaf or no? If I knew this was my last Ramadan, I would say, boss, I don't care. You can keep your job, you can do whatever you want. This is my last Ramadan, I am going to make aitikaf because there's no other time. This aitikaf is my last in my whole life. I don't know whether I know this is my last Ramadan. So now will a person leave aitikaf? He will not leave it, no matter what. He will not leave aitikaf because he knows this is his last aitikaf. And that is the whole issue where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, remember your death often. He said, the most intelligent person among you is the one who remembers his death most often. Because the one who remembers his death most often will say, this is my last Ramadan, this is my last itikaf, this is my last Salah, this is my last time to do something good. Let me do that to the best of my ability. If Allah gives me more life, I will do it. If He does not give me more life, at least I don't die with the regret. I wish I had done that. And that is what we need to think about and remind each other that we take lessons while we can still take lessons. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to live our lives intelligently and to benefit from that. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us and never to be displeased. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika arhamar rahim.